To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Me can stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show on a football Friday. But are we talking football American style? Or are we talking football the rest of the world style? Because two things are going on, Crowder. I don't know how tuned you, in you are to all this stuff, but you've got obviously the MLS championship tomorrow with Inter Miami and Vancouver, but you've got the World Cup draw going on right now. And this is huge, CC. And in fact, I don't know, did you watch any of it? Have you watched any of this, Crowder?
No, but I see him talking about it on ESPN, so I know it's big time.
Well, Donald Trump is there. He accepted the first ever FIFA Peace Award. He hasn't gotten the Nobel Peace Prize, so FIFA has created a Peace Award for him. He's gotten the first ever one. FIFA, known for being a peaceful, community-oriented organization. Always just ask all the Qatari workers that were imported. But regardless, I don't want to editorialize. But Donald Trump today.
I give Chaz candy every now and again just to show him he did a good job.
There you go. Peace Prize. You just got the second one from FIFA.
Peace Prize.
Donald Trump today. Did you see this, Solana? Has called for Americans to come up with a new name for American football.
kind of agree with him. If we're being 100% honest,
there are people I know who don't love this guy, but they're like, kind of makes a point here. Now, you know what happens with Trump. Like, he gets somewhere. If you give him a prize or something, he immediately is. Because I saw someone tweet out, Roger Goodell instantly has to come up with some sort of NFL Peace Prize to get the name football back. Because there's a lot going on. But there, I'm telling you, soccer right now is center stage. The Chris Whittingham is going to join us today. We had Kevin Egan on yesterday from Apple TV. Chris Whittingham is going to join us this hour. Originally, he was going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, but he had a CNN engagement. They want to talk to him. And so then he had to swap that out. Then Anderson Cooper has asked Witty to be on this evening on CNN. I'm doing a stream for Slam Radio tonight, for Larry Million and the Slam Radio thing. Witty is going on Anderson Cooper. So you could see how my once intern seems to have lapped me several times.
Oh, streaming's big right now. I don't know about this normal TV. Streaming's huge.
Anyway, it is a huge day in the world of soccer.
Helmet ball? What are we going to name it, guys? I don't like this.
He's not wrong, though. It is stupid that we call football football. I mean, it's, you know, when there was no soccer whatsoever in the States, okay, fine. There's a couple kicks every now and then in American football. But truth of the matter is, I mean.
Tackle ball.
National Tackle Ball League.
Tackleberry.
Tackleball.
Gridiron.
Gridiron madness. Does it have to have ball? Do you think like any major sport, does it have to have ball in it? Yeah. Basketball, baseball, hockey ball?
Only one that doesn't is soccer.
And hockey.
Well, no, I mean soccer does. Football.
No, soccer is soccer.
Well, no, we're on this because it's football. I mean, what aren't you understanding here? You know, Crowder, you always prefer to have a ball in it.
What? I do. Where does we created soccer as well? We created the word soccer because we liked football?
I don't know.
I'd do that for one of the days that I'm gone, like you did the gridiron. I don't need the answer now. Do that when you're giving, that's a new feature.
Okay.
Where when I'm gone, Solana does a lesson. He has a lesson plan.
Yeah.
Research by Solana.
Anyway.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because if we call it football and we call it soccer, why do we call it soccer?
What if we stick with football for American style football, but we call soccer football? Like, what if we just give it a Spanish affect? So it's very obvious. If I'm talking about football, I'm talking about Inter Miami. If I'm talking about football, I'm talking about the Dolphins.
I can do it. I don't know if old Jimbo in Alabama is going to change for you.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work real well there.
You know, Hawk.
Hey Jimbo, this is now football, Jim.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's not gonna pass muster.
Hawk, you know, you make fun of me giving a history lesson or a lesson plan. I tried to incorporate something like this once, and we did it one time, and you, just like everything else that I come up with, you just never go back to, and it was called the most important thing you'll hear all day.
Buckle your seatbelts for the most important thing you will hear today.
And then I would say something important. I have nothing prepared.
I'm ignoring you. That's funny.
I've got nothing prepared, but I would say something important. Something that might be captivating or might not.
Listen, any promo that starts with buckle your seatbelts, I'm out. Because it's like, I don't know if it's the Football Friday promo that we run on this station, and I love Len, God bless him, but it says, break out your horns and, what is the promo?
Party hats.
It's like, horns and party hats. Len, break out your horns and party hats? the hell are we doing? We're an edgy sports radio station. There should be no buckle your seatbelt, and there should be no break out your horns and party hat.
I got on my party hat.
I found my list
of
things.
You have on your party hat.
I got on. Yeah, it's my bird dog's hat.
I found my list of things for the most important thing you'll hear all week. Can we try this one time? Can we try it and see what you guys think?
I mean, I vote no, but I don't think that's going to matter.
Okay.
Get up, Crowder. I'm with you today. You're going to mess me over here in about 10 seconds.
Bro. No, I mean, let's try. If you don't like it, we don't do it. Jimmy, fire off the open.
Buckle your seatbelts for the most important thing you will hear today.
The first basketball was a soccer ball. When the game was first being played in the 1890s, that was the best option available.
That was the most important thing you will hear today. You're welcome.
That was pretty important.
You screwed me.
I mean, that's who you saddled up with, huh?
You messed me over again. Damn it.
It's worse than Noche de Sixto.
An intro and outro.
We got a new feature, boys. I'll send it over to the AEs. Don't worry. We'll get it sponsored.
This will be sold in no time. Fellas, I know a sellable radio segment when I hear one, and we got a good one. We got a live one. Get me Paul on the phone. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
We got a lot to get to today. Any panic setting in on the Florida Panthers?
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Zola said yesterday last night was going to be a get-right game for the Cats, and instead, they've gone 5 home games in a row without winning. They did get a point last night because it went to overtime, but man, there's going to be a point where you've passed this opportunity to get back into the playoff hunt where it's just like sneak in. Like there's going to be a point. And the thing that makes me nervous, again, Pizzola watches a lot more hockey than we do. He's like, this is a get-right game. Like, you have no idea. The Predators are terrible. I watched that game last night. Their goalie looked like the greatest goalie in the history of hockey. I couldn't believe what I was watching that guy do. Panthers, I feel, should have won that game 8-2.
And honest, I know, we're really riding on a high right now is because we're not panicking because of our back-to-back Stanley Cup championships because we're the best team in the world. But when Ekblad's not showing back up, Tkachuk is, Ekblad's not, and if you're that far out, is Tkachuk going to come and
you mean Barkey.
Score 100 Barkey, in a Ekblad. Week and a half? I mean, Barkey's out. But is Tkachuk going to come back and score 100 in a month? Like, one guy addition is not going to bring a team back from dead last.
I think that there's a little bit of worry going on there. And I want to talk Dolphins today, obviously, as well. College football playoffs also. I mean, it's a loaded potato. Lee Sterling is going to join us. I asked him to prepare winner, not just for the Dolphins, but for, like, BYU, the Alabama game. Like, let's figure out what if we can't make it to the college football playoffs, let's at least make some money on this thing. let's do something positive.
I'll get you a Texas Tech shirt. I've listened to too much of this. What happens? BYU has to get the ass whooped.
That's where it starts, I think. Anyway, yeah. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
The Miami Heat do play tonight, and the Panthers, as Hawk mentioned. But before we get there, I'll just kind of give you a quick recap of the World Cup draw. So basically, for those who are not paying attention or do not know, the groups were established today for the FIFA World Cup. That'll be played in Mexico, the United States, and Canada coming up next summer. Mexico is going to host the very first game. That'll be in La Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City, and they're going to host South Africa. That'll be the opening match. I believe that's June 11th in Mexico City. Mexico is Group A, Mexico, South Korea, South Africa, and then there's still playoffs going on, so they'll play the winner of the UEFA Playoff D. I know you guys don't really care too much about this, but the United States.
Well, I do care about the groups because that is...
Right, but I meant like I'm not going to go through all the groups. I was going to give you the U.S.'s group, though. So yep. The United States has Australia, Paraguay, and then they'll play the winner of the UEFA Playoff D, which is Turkey or Turquie, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo.
So what are people saying about the USA's group?
In my opinion, I'd love to know Witty because he knows more about the international teams, especially like the UEFA teams. But in my opinion, that's a very winnable group for the U.S., certainly a group they should advance in. I would bet if the odds are being pushed out right now, again, they're still missing one team. But right. If you're in a playoff, usually you're not a strong opponent. There's some exceptions, usually. Hmm. But none of the teams I mentioned there necessarily scare me. Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, Kosovo. Like, Turkey's probably the strongest.
I was going to let it go the first time. It's Kosovo.
Yeah, I think I said Kosovo the first time.
You said it both times. I was going to let it go the first time, but after you hit it the second time, I don't have that kind of restraint.
Yeah, Kosovo. But USA should advance out of that group for sure.
All right.
And just so you guys are all on the same page as me, I was celebrating because Uruguay pulled Spain, or Spain pulled Uruguay. Spain is the number one ranked team in FIFA right now, in the FIFA World Cup standings. One of the strongest teams. I was a little nervous, but then they got Saudi Arabia and Cabo Verde, which
You think, okay, so what is it? The two teams advance out of each group?
Two best teams advance. two best teams advance. So,
all right.
Because the World Cup has grown in size, this is the most amount of teams ever to make it to a World Cup here in this iteration. The group of death kind of doesn't feel like it's exists much anymore, but if you're looking for a group of death, it's definitely Group L. England, Croatia, Panama, and Ghana probably is the strongest group out of all the groups that we found out about today.
Somebody puts on the chat, are we buying Tunisia? Let's ask that of Whittingham, the way you asked Pizzola, is he buying the Sabres?
Buffalo plays tonight, by the way, in case anybody cares. They'll play in Winnipeg.
You need
Winnipeg
to adopt
tonight.
Them the way that I've adopted the Bulls. And like, you need to adopt the Buffalo Sabres as like your team to root for the rest of the
season.
Well,
it's funny because you can't see it, but I just put it up. Crowder's name today was I'm going to adopt Hawk.
I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well, I like it because you know, he's my dad. My dad's been dead for 15 years. Like I'm not a big dates guy. He's been dead a long time.
It was before we got on together.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Yeah, because I think David was in kindergarten, maybe. I don't know. It's been a long time. But Crowder reminds me of talking to my dad because Crowder is so technologically illiterate that it reminds me of my dad. I remember when I used to go to University of Miami, my dad would call and he'd go, are you planning on coming home for the holidays or something? I go, oh yeah, maybe. I don't know what he's like, I got to change the clocks. He needed me to fly home to change the digital clocks. He just couldn't do it. And Crowder's pretty close to that. I remember my dad calling me once. He lived at a country club in Boca. Lori and I had a little house. And I remember him calling me, emergency, you got to come over. Oh, what is it? I was watching some porn on the computer. I don't know what I've downloaded. I don't know what's going on this computer, but you've got to fix this before your mother gets home. And I'm like, he's like, I'm about to launch it into the pool. So come over. I'm like, all right, let me see what I can do.
My man.
Just completely technologically illiterate. But then when I talk with Crowder on this show and he's like, I don't know if I get that channel, you know, and it's like channel one. I don't know if I get that channel. I just feel like going, daddy, are you?
It's so funny. I was I started like putting cinnamon in coffee, putting cinnamon in shakes and stuff. And my son, you know, little channel like, daddy, why you start putting cinnamon in everything? I was like, well, I saw this thing online that says cinnamon's like great for your system and your blood vessels. And I show it to him. He listens for an eighth of a second. He said, daddy, that dude's AI. I was like, he's AI. It's like, yeah, you don't see that guy's AI. Then I'm like, damn, he's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks smart to me, man. I was impressed.
What happens when you're getting old, man?
My blood vessels are amazing right now. They're open.
Yeah, because you've got cinnamon, the sugar bear, in all your drinks.
Just because you mention, you know, your dad's porn, you know, everybody's releasing their Spotify Wrapped. Over the past, 48 hours. And I was just thinking, imagine if Google did that, but with your incognito searches at the end of every year. that would be tough, you know? It'd be very tough.
Jimmy's in trouble.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble.
Mine are so obvious. It's not accepted, but it's obvious.
Yeah, mine, you'd look at mine, you'd go, yep, I had that nailed.
Big booty, whatever comes after that.
But you know mine's the opposite. if we looked at each other's incognito searches, I could tell exactly who each one is, even though it's incognito.
Nah, you wouldn't get me.
For sure, no Solanas.
Nah, you wouldn't get me.
What?
Nah.
Nah. Solana. Yeah. Anything very weird and on the edge.
The John Holmes. Who was the guy, the hedgehog? Ron Jeremy.
You guys,
feisty pickleball. Feisty pickleball duos.
You guys heard of these furries? Nah, never mind.
I saw that. Don't know what the hell they're talking about, though.
Yeah. Don't go down that rabbit hole. Trust me.
There's some beautiful women, though, that are furries. Also, Andy
what
King.
What does that mean? What's a furry? Old school?
No, not old school. They're costumes. They're costumers. You're thinking of some other kind of furry.
Oh, I thought it was just old school. Throwback. God given.
All I had back in the 70s.
The Miami Heat play the Magic tonight at 7. They'll host the Kings tomorrow at home. Paolo Banchero will play tonight for the Magic. He comes back. He's been out dealing with an injury over the past 10 or so games. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Los Dolphins will play Los Delfines, I should say, will play on Sunday at 1 p.m. in New York, MetLife Stadium.
All right.
Heat are here?
Tonight,
oh,
no.
Oh, no, in Orlando.
In Orlando. They play here tomorrow.
It's Art Basel, yeah, whatever Art it's Basel. Called. This is going to be stupid down in Wynwood.
Yeah, they have a weird schedule coming up, right, Solana?
They play in Orlando tonight, then they play Sacramento tomorrow, then they're off until Tuesday. They're back in Orlando for the NBA Cup quarterfinal.
A lot of travel, but not very far. How do they get up to Orlando? They take that Flixbus bus?
They fly because I fly.
You know, I just saw today JetBlue announced they now have daily service from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The flight is 22 minutes. It's crazy.
Fort Lauderdale to Tampa?
Oh, yeah. I've flown there a couple of times. It's really? You don't even, no lie, I'm jokingly, but you don't go that high. You can see people walking in their backyard.
Well, like, when I was in college and we used to fly to Freeport to gamble because that was the only place to gamble. And it was a 20-minute flight. Fort Lauderdale to Freeport was a 20-minute flight, or Miami to Freeport. One of the two. I can't remember which one. But you didn't get very high in the air. Now, part of that was because Laker Airways, which was the airline, their plane just couldn't do it. It tried, but it just couldn't get up there. But you didn't need to. It was 20 minutes.
Held about 8 gallons of gas. Whatever. Oh, made it again, fellas. Made it again.
Man, that was, out of all the gambling that we did in the Bahamas, the biggest gamble was flying Laker Airways.
I bet.
I had never even heard of that until you'd brought it up a couple months ago. I'd never heard of Laker Airways.
Yeah, it was a guy named Sir Freddie Laker. He was a Brit. He owned Laker Airways. It was a direct flight. I can't remember if we used to fly out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale, but you know, it was me, Levitard, Frivola, the Ticket Wizard, and Laker Airways. It was the only flight. I think Bahamas Air also flew, but Laker Airways was always the cheapest. Can't imagine why. But Sir Freddie Laker owned it, and it was, I wouldn't do it in a million years today, but back then it seemed, oh, how bad could it be?
Have y'all flown Spirit recently?
Nope, I swore that off like 15 years ago.
They have first class in Spirit.
It ain't first class, it's a bigger seat.
listen to this, it's pretty cool how they do it.
I've got abs if you compare me to Jimmy. I mean, what are we doing here?
They call it the big seats, and then their little tagline, after they close the door, they come up to the front, because I flew it back from Nashville. This is my first time flying Spirit first class. The guy says, thanks for going big. Would you want something to drink? Like, that's the tagline, because the seats are bigger. I thought it was cute.
You unnecessary did not fly shot first hawk class. I'm sorry, what's that, Jimmy?
Unnecessary shot hawk.
Yeah, that was. I apologize. You did not fly first class. There's no such thing. You can't say I flew first class and then finish that sentence with on Spirit.
2D.
Yeah, it's a bigger seat. That's it. It doesn't even, they don't even separate it from the rest of the cabin. There's no curtain.
I don't like that. I like to be a part of everyone around me. I like to, you know, watch everyone, make sure, you know, because I'm a certified air marshal in my mind. You get free drinks, you get free snacks, you get everything a first class seat gets, and it's bigger than the rest of the seats. I think it's first class.
You don't get everything a first class seat get. You get like those grandma cookies, the sandwich cookies that say grandma's. They're not Oreos, they're grandma's. It's not even like the Biscoffs, and you get like Czech cola.
I got chickpea chips. Think about how high class that is. Chickpea chips. Just saying.
Of course, tomorrow, just to round out headlines, Inter Miami, they will host Vancouver. It is the MLS Cup final. Leo Messi could hoist the trophy that was in our studio yesterday.
All right, we're going to talk with Witty in the next segment because we've got that and we've got the World Cup draw. So we have a ton of soccer to get to. So let's wrap her up.
Yes, sir. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is cloudy. The sun is out, though, and it's in the 80s. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 60s. That is brought to you by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
All right, Chris Whittingham, our soccer expert. Chris Whittingham from Apple TV. He is going to join us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our friend Chris Whittingham is joining us. He's in sunny South Florida, the epicenter of the soccer world, the American soccer world, and he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. The MLS Championship can be seen on Apple TV tomorrow. Pre-game starts at 1 p.m. with our friend Kevin Egan. And it doesn't get any bigger for Inter Miami fans than tomorrow, 2:30, Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. By the way, last I saw, Inter Miami is a minus 145 favorite to win. Vancouver Whitecaps are plus 300. What do you think the vibe is going to be like tomorrow, Whittingham? We haven't experienced down here an MLS championship, and certainly there's never been one with Leo Messi in it. So I was asking Kevin Egan yesterday, like, are there going to be celebrities here? Is this going to be like filled with pomp and circumstance, unlike anything we've seen in soccer down here?
I think so. I think they're going to make every call that they can possibly make. At the semifinal, they had Carlos Alcaraz, the tennis player, there. David Beckham has certainly had his fair few celebrities come through. And I feel like if you're going to make some calls, there are obviously a lot of people that are in the States for the World Cup draw that was held this afternoon. Any of those people that want to come around tomorrow, I imagine, have a standing invite and will try and get through the door. So, yeah, I think it'll be an incredible vibe and atmosphere. And I think a lot of people will probably go into it thinking that it is a coronation, that it is just Miami are going to win. It's going to be easy. I'm here to tell you that it won't be. It will not be easy. But I think that'll kind of be what the vibe will be tomorrow, is that you're watching Inter Miami play a home game. You're one home game away from winning a championship. And with Lionel Messi, that usually means you go win. But I don't think it will be that simple, but I think that'll kind of be the feeling walking in, that people are there for a party. People are there for, we're about to watch Miami and Messi win a championship.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too, because I don't want to jinx us, but the stadium's opening next year. Messi came over. It's the stadium Messi built. Now he wins the championship. Like, it's lining up to be perfect. Does Vancouver know that they're supposed to be the duck on this beautiful mission of perfection?
No, they do not. They do not know that at all, because Vancouver are a team that have been ruining the party all season long. As a matter of fact, Hawk and I went to the second leg when they played in the CONCACAF Champions Cup in May, and Vancouver played Miami off the park that day. That was another one where Miami were on the brink of going to the Club World Cup, and it was, you know, a chance for Miami to once again prove themselves as one of the top teams in this part of the world, and Vancouver played them off the pitch. They've been really good all season long, finishing second in the Western Conference, knocking LAFC out, who are another team I think some people were kind of hoping that this final would be Miami against LAFC and Sun Hung Min. Again, Vancouver were much better than them for most of the game before a red card. And in the Western Conference final as well against San Diego, another team, expansion team, great atmosphere. And they just went in there, cool heads, and played them off the park, no problem. So they are certainly well capable of doing that, this Vancouver team. But yeah, I agree with you, Crowder, that sort of that narrative is perfect. It's perfect for Inter Miami as a club to have reached this point 6 years into their history. When they came into the league, David Beckham involved in the ownership, and there was this idea that it was going to be so easy to attract players and build this amazing team from the get-go. That didn't happen. It took them about 4 or 5 years for them to really find their stride. But everything that Miami could deliver as a soccer market, they could potentially deliver over the course of the next 6 months, starting with this playoff run and going into the opening of that new stadium that's supposed to open by the Miami airport. It is what it's anything any soccer fan could have possibly hoped for when they started as a club 6 years ago. And it just requires them to go out and win tomorrow.
There's a lot of layers to this game. Yesterday, Kevin Egan, the first thing he brought up was Thomas Mueller and Leo Messi, and how Mueller has honestly dominated that matchup. And I think it's an interesting wrinkle into this entire matchup. But who wants this more? Let me frame it that way. Who wants this more from Inter Miami's perspective? Obviously, Jorge Mas and all that and the fans. But Leo Messi, I think, genuinely, we've talked about this on the show, Woody, how he really wants to win. Like, he's playing his ass off in these games. This hasn't been just a vacation for him. But Javier Mascherano, who has been ridiculed, criticized, we talked about how he replaced Tata Martino, who had won an MLS Cup, won the Supporters Shield last year, set an MLS record, and then really, you know, I think the narrative was Messi just wanted his boy here, who really didn't have the resume to have this position yet. How badly does he want it? Because I think it might trump anybody else on that Inter Miami squad.
Yeah, I think you saw so much of the evidence for that, or for really both of the narratives you just laid out in the Eastern Conference final game against New York City. First off, with the incredible verbal spat between Leo Messi and the captain for New York City, Maxi Morales, it has since been translated what was said, which is basically, hey, I thought Rodrigo De Paul kind of followed you around, not the other way around. And Lionel Messi is saying, you got to respect me. And Rodrigo De Paul said, yeah, I could probably buy your team. Like, there was an incredible amount of verbal smack.
That's
going
good
back
trash
and forth.
Talking right there.
No, right.
I like
so,
that.
So basically, Rodrigo De Paul and Maxi Morales are from the same club in Argentina. And Maxi Morales is saying, well, if you're going to leave Europe, why didn't you go there? You're not actually a proper like fan of that team if you didn't go. And he goes, well, if I never end up playing there, I'll just buy the team, which is an incredible comeback. But I think so you saw sort of that level of sort of intensity between the star players. But also every single goal was celebrated by Mascherano like it was the winning goal of the World Cup final. Yeah. It was an incredible triumph for him and his coaching. I think in some ways it's a very difficult job to manage Inter Miami because it's much about the politics as it is about sort of your decisions and what you think about the game and how to implement a style of play. And the most difficult thing that's happened over this last month is that Luis Suarez has basically proven to be a 12th man, as it were, to sort of borrow a phrase from basketball. He's sort of the first guy off the bench, a guy if you need a goal, but the team functions better without essentially Lionel Messi's best friend in the team, which is a difficult thing to do. It's difficult to go to Lionel Messi and say, hey, there's some pretty solid evidence now over the last few months that your best friend in the team would probably be better served on the bench. Are you okay with this? And they decided over the 2 weeks of the international window that, yes, that was okay. And they've since gone out and destroyed Cincinnati and destroyed New York City. So I think for him, not just in terms of that sort of idea of nepotism, of it being, you know, Messi's friend that's the coach of the team, but also over the course of the year, Mascherano was really criticized. It's a difficult team to coach because it's a lot of older players. You're trying to figure out a style of play in a young man's athletic sport, how to figure out how to get all these old guys on the pitch and work together. It has not been easy from day one. There have been several fans who were calling for him to be fired over the course of the season, and now he's a game away from winning the title. So, yeah, I think definitely for both of them, but I think the outward demonstration will definitely be from Mascherano after the game in terms of how vociferously he will celebrate if they go on to win.
Again, the MLS Championship is tomorrow. It kicks off at 2:30 in Fort Lauderdale, but you can watch Apple TV. Apple TV has the coverage beginning at 1 p.m., the pregame, 1 p.m. with our friend Kevin Egan. Whittingham, before we run out of time, they had the World Cup draw today, and Solana had mentioned it in the headlines. What is your take on the U.S.'s draw?
Pretty solid. Pretty solid. I think in terms of if the hopes are to advance, the United States should be capable of winning all of the games in their group. And that is not necessarily a given when you look at some of the teams that could have come out of, let's say, so they're a pot one team. The nine best teams in the world were in that pot, so they weren't going to play any of them. So it's kind of that next group of teams. And right now, it looks as though the best of that bunch is Morocco. You avoided Morocco. You avoided the strong South American teams that were in that pot as well. And instead, your pot two was Australia. And that is as best case of a scenario as there is. Australia are, I think, a team that has less talent than the United States. And so you're off to a good start there. Then you're playing Paraguay as your second game, which again, you know, middle of the pack team in South America, not a team that I think the United States should be overawed by. And then the last team will be the winner of one of the European playoffs for the final spot in March, most likely to be Turkey, or as they now say, Turkey-A. So I think that's another one where Turkey have a solid team with solid players. I actually think that their talent level is maybe slightly above the U.S., but at home you should be able to at least get a result against them. So now you're getting to the place where you're starting to dream a little bit, which would not have been the case probably even in June when the United States got hammered by Switzerland and lost as well in a home game against Turkey. They've put in some good performances over the last few months. They had a good Gold Cup. Pochettino, the manager, seems to have things going in the right direction. So I think you can, in the overall, feel pretty good about the U.S. advancing. And now you're looking at it going, all right, so if they advance and if they, you know, win their first knockout game, then their first real difficult challenge is in the round of 16, probably against Belgium. If you win the group and you play Belgium in the last 16, that's the sort of game that the growth of American soccer will be measured against. Can the United States beat a team like Belgium, which is a pretty high-level European team, if not a great high-level European team, in a game of consequence at a World Cup to get to a quarterfinal. And that's the whole ball game. That's what this entire tournament is about for the United States. So it seems as though, for the moment, they will be in a position to take advantage of the moment, which is the home World Cup, presuming they live up to expectations, which is obviously not a given.
Real quick, Witty, because we're up against break, we got to go. Would there be, if Inter Miami wins tomorrow, would there be a parade? Would there be
I would presume so.
Local celebration?
I would presume so. I don't know. I don't have any insight into what the club has planned, but you would have to think to be able to have a parade with Lionel Messi at the center of it, you could probably draw a crowd.
I didn't know
somewhere.
If it would be like a parade or if it would just be a celebration at a stadium.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But you'd have to think with the draw that is Lionel Messi, with the way that you'll probably capture some attention in this community on a Saturday afternoon with no University of Miami football or anything like that, that you should be able to draw a crowd at some point next week to celebrate Inter Miami winning a championship, that obviously being presumptive that Miami go on to do it in the first place.
Yeah, I didn't even want to bring it up. I don't want to jinx them. Chris Whittingham from Apple TV. Again, Apple TV coverage starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow, pregame from Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you, Witty. I'll see you at the Brownies at the stadium.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Chris Whittingham. Talk a little footy on the show, like serious footy.
Look
like
us.
We weren't even goofing around, like serious footy. I enjoy that.
Best segment we've ever done.
I don't
done.
Know what the hell he's saying, but he did it. He did it vociferously.
Did do it vociferously. What an excellent use of that word.
Hey, I stole it from him.
All right. Oh, you did? I didn't even hear him say it. Yeah. I did hear him say much like the NBA, the 12th man. He got that wrong. It's the sixth man in the NBA.
Well, I think he was just using an example. Right. The NBA uses a sixth man. In soccer, there's 11 players on the pitch, so he was saying the 12th man like the NBA.
Mm, I don't think that's the way that he said it, though. I understood what he was trying to say, but I think he got it wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to correct him while he was on. I want to make fun of him while he's gone.
The 12th man's a crowd at an American football game.
Which is
why
he didn't say like the NFL. He said it like the NBA.
Stop defending him, all right? Stop defending him. He knows more than you.
Like the NCAA.
And he hates you. All right, we got to
y'all are trying to take football away from me. I'm not having it today. How about that?
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.